Hello, and welcome to Dinner at Yiffney's with your host, Takum Ironhoof. Before we begin, I just want to remind everyone that we've got a Patreon. With tiers starting as low as $1 per month, you can show even more appreciation for the work that we do. At the $5 tier, you will get an exclusive Dinner at Yiffney sticker, and at the $20 tier, you will receive an exclusive t-shirt, as well as a poster of our Season 3 artwork, created by the wonderful artist, Vega. Also, I wanted to remind everyone that if you're attending Furry Week in Atlanta this year, or as it's better known, FWA, I'll be hosting a panel on how you can get started in the world of voice acting and the fundamental things that you need to know before diving in. It would absolutely thrill me to impart what wisdom I have with all of our listeners. For the panel, I'll be asking for volunteers to voice characters for an episode of the show as well. This is the perfect opportunity to not only get started, but also a way of contributing to the fandom at large. We sincerely hope to see you there. On tonight's story, Streak stops at an inn to rest for the night. When heading to the restrooms out back, two bears eye him up, and his trip to his parents' house becomes a bit more interesting. Please enjoy A Fox and Two Truckers by Arch Fox. The sun was already down when Streak pulled up to the roadside inn. A handful of cars and trucks parked in the lot outside. The young fox sat back in his car with a sigh. Had the drive to his parents' place always been this long? He'd been on the road all day, and he was ready to turn in. He'd continue his journey early in the morning once he'd gotten some rest. He stepped out of the car and gave a stretch, grunting and huffing as his bones clicked in response. "You're too young for your bones to be cracking like that," Streak muttered to himself in a vague impersonation of his father. He looked around as he crossed the parking lot to the front door of the inn. He couldn't help but note the two big, burly bears standing near the entrance, smoking and chattering to each other, chuckling and laughing. They were thick, fat yet muscular men. A couple of typical trucker-looking types. The bears regarded him as he passed, and they all shared polite nods as Streak wordlessly headed inside. He greeted the weasel at the front desk, who smiled back at the vulpine. "Room for the night?" Streak asked. The weasel nodded and checked the little book laying open on the desk.
"Oh, yep, last one too."
He took the fox's name and grabbed the keys from under the desk, handing them to Streak as he took the vulpine's cash.
"Number 12,
the vulpine told him.
"Thanks, buddy."
Streak turned and stopped when his body suddenly realized it hadn't pissed all day. The fox grimaced and turned back to the weasel.
"These rooms have bathrooms built in, right?" Sorry, man. This place is kind of old-fashioned and we haven't been able to renovate or anything." "So, bathrooms are out back," said the weasel. "Just head out and turn left. You'll see them."
Streak nodded and went to find them. Most of the rooms he had spent the night in during these trips to visit his folks had their own bathrooms, but he figured this place had been around a good few years and just hadn't been able to upgrade to modern conveniences yet. He shrugged. It didn't really matter so long as he had a place to piss. He quickly found the place and stepped in, unzipping his pants before he was even inside and hurriedly stepping in front of a urinal.
"Oh, fuck, that's better,"
he grunted. He hadn't realized how badly he needed to go until now. His vulpine ears gave a twitch at the sound of the bathroom door opening and a set of footsteps approaching him. Moments later, and someone took up position next to him. One of the hulking bears he had seen outside. A bulky man, covered in light brown fur with his head adorned with long black hair, which covered his eyes to such an extent that Streak wondered how he could even see through it all. The fox gave an anxious cough. He wasn't too fond of pissing next to other guys. Why'd the bear have to take up the urinal directly next to him anyway? There were about half a dozen other ones he could have picked. Streak gave his flaccid dick a shake, finishing up his business and getting ready to zip himself back up when he casually, almost automatically out of sheer curiosity, glanced over at the bear, his cheeks turning bright pink at the sight of his girthy ursine tool. He simply wasn't able to stop himself from sneaking a peek.
He always had a thing for bigger men. And no, he could barely tear his eyes away from that thick beer can cock between the bear's legs. He managed to look away, but his gaze kept moving back to the big guy's tool, the fox's mouth starting to water at the sight of it. What he wouldn't give to wrap his lips around that prime example of man meat. He was so enraptured with the bear's cock that he didn't even notice the footsteps approaching them, completely oblivious to the second bear standing behind them with an amused look on his face, adjusting his trucker's cap as he watched the fox staring at his companion's junk.
"I think you found a friend, Harlan," he eventually said with a chuckle.
Streak jumped in surprise and spun around, covering himself with his hands and clumsily stuffing his dick back in his pants.
"What? I was about to leave."
Streak gulped, though he found his feet rooted in place, his eyes looking up into the snowy furred bear's eyes as the ursine slowly approached him.
"Hey, no need to be nervous," the white bear laughed. "I'm sure my buddy here's real flattered, right, dude?"
"What? The little guy was staring?"
The other bear chuckled, turning to face Streak and not even bothering to hide his maleness.
"No,"
Streak stuttered nervously.
"He was staring, all right," the white bear chuckled. "Hey, quit acting so nervous, Fox. We ain't gonna beat your ass."
"Yeah, like my friend said, I'm mighty flattered."
The brown bear grinned, taking a step towards the fox and looking him up and down.
"So, pardon the cliche here, but you like what you see?"
Streak looked back at him, glancing down at the bear's rod and gulping. He gave a nod.
"Yeah," he said simply. I really like it."
The two bears looked at each other, mischievous grins on their faces.
"What's your name, little guy?"
the brown bear asked, placing a firm hand on Streak's rump and giving him a yip in surprise.
Streak.
"Cute," the bear chuckled. "Name's Harlan. My buddy here's Jake."
"Nice to make your acquaintance,"
Jake said, tipping his hat to the fox, who looked up at him with a nervous smile.
"So, you really don't mind about my, you know, staring?"
Streak asked, still embarrassed, despite the bear's apparent good humor about it.
"Hell no," Harlan chuckled, his cock still dangling out of his pants. "Stare all you want, little guy. Though I'm guessing you want to do more than just touch it. Am I right?"
Streak gave an intimidated squeak, his blushing deepening. Jake stepped towards the fox, who now found himself sandwiched between two mountains of powerful bear, the two males towering over him and looking down at the vulpine with eager eyes.
"I do like me some fox,"
he said, placing his own hand on one of Streak's cheeks while Harlan fondled the other.
"Oh, fuck.
Streak breathed. Were these two really flirting with him? Coming on to him? He had assumed he had fallen asleep at some point, and this was just some kind of hot, sexy dream, though the pinch Harlan gave his ass helped assure him it was all real.
"You can spend the whole night staring at it," said Harlan, "or you can go ahead and give it a stroke already."
Streak gazed at the cock, his breath catching in his throat. He gave a nod and finally reached out towards the ursine's meat, his fingers wrapping around the fat shaft and holding it firmly.
"That's it, boy."
Harlan pushed his hips forward, pressing his cock into the fox's hold as Streak began stroking it. He tugged and rubbed the sizable bear dick, holding it tight while the two bears toyed with his ass. Streak soon felt Harlan's member respond to his touch, the fat thing twitching and starting to grow in his hand, steadily turning stiff and rigid. Streak kept up his stroking and soon heard the white bear speaking up.
"Hey, Fox." Streak looked at him. "Come here, boy."
Jake brought his hand up and placed it on the back of Streak's hand, holding him in place as he leaned forward and locked lips with him. Streak gasped and moaned, eyes widening for a split moment in surprise,
as his mouth was suddenly filled with warm, wet bear tongue. He could taste cigar smoke on the bear's tongue as Jake kissed him deeply, holding him close and exploring the fox's maw. The tongue flitted around inside him, tickling against Streak's own tongue and making him shake and shiver, muffled whines escaping the fox's throat. He moved his free hand to grope at Jake's crotch, fondling the semi-hard bulge in the bear's trousers before undoing the button at the top of his pants. Jake opened his belt as Streak unzipped his jeans, reaching inside and tugging the big guy's underwear down to let the hardening, uncut cock spring out into the open. A split second later, and Streak found himself jerking off both bear cocks with quick, eager pumps of his hands. The two bears humped into Streak's hands, Jake still exploring the fox's mouth with his tongue, and his member throbbing and pulsing in that tight, firm grip. It didn't take long for all that stroking to get them both fully erect, their stiff cocks throbbing against Streak's palms and begging for attention. Jake soon broke the kiss, and Streak looked down at their hardening cocks, his own body growing needy at the sight of them.
"You're looking a mite overdressed there," Jake chuckled.
"He's right,"
Harlan said.
"Come on, Fox, get them pants off for us."
He undid his own belt, taking the waist of his pants and tugging them down around his ankles. Streak didn't object and quickly followed his lead, dropping his own pants and freeing his already fully hard foxy dick. The trio stood there, all of them having now dropped their pants to expose their hardness. Harlan, with his thick, veiny cock ready for some action, leaned forward and placed a hand on Streak's rump and admiring the petite, vulpine ass for a moment. He spoke up.
"Want it in your mouth, foxy boy?"
"Fuck," Streak gulped. "Fuck yeah, I do."
"Better get on your knees then," Harlan grinned.
Streak did as he was told and knelt at the bear's feet, admiring the huge fuck stick in front of him and taking it in his hands. It looked to be around 8 or 9 inches, thick as all hell and ready for a good sucking.
"Careful you don't choke on it, boy."
Harlan placed a hand on Streak's head and smacked his cock against the fox's eager, horny face while Jake stood to the side, watching with a hand on his own cock. Streak took a few more moments to admire the hard bear cock presented to him before opening up, mentally preparing himself and then taking the huge thing inside him. Streak moaned in approval, the taste flooding his mouth in an instant, his tongue flitting across the shaft while his lips sucked on it long and hard.
"Oh, that's it. That's the stuff."
Harlan grunted, pushing forward and thrusting a few inches of his member down Streak's throat. Streak managed to take a good amount before he started choking, his throat bulging at the intrusion.
"Hey, careful you don't pass out on my dick, Fox."
Harlan gave a grunt, letting Streak get used to his size, before he started humping back and forth, watching his hardness disappearing inside Streak's hungry maw. Streak started stroking himself as he sucked on Harlan's manhood, his other hand working at the base of that aching bear meat until Jake ordered him to pay his cock some attention too.
"Get your hands on this boy,"
he ordered, shaking his stiffness in Streak's direction. The fox obeyed and reached up to grip it, stroking it eagerly while he huffed and gasped out his nose while he pleasured the two bigger males. Streak looked up, gazing at Harlan's thick body, that fat belly poking out under the ursine's tight, white tank top, the clothing barely managing to cover that bulky bod of his. Streak took his hand off his own cock and went to caress Harlan's body, running his fingers through the fur of his chubby belly and rubbing his fat form all over, his head bobbing up and down on the aching dick in his mouth. It wasn't long before Streak's mouth had Harlan's cock leaking pre onto his tongue. Streak savored the salty, musky taste, swishing the stuff around in his mouth for a moment before gulping it down while his tongue licked all over the swollen cockhead, swiftly cleaning off the copious amounts of thick fluids that leaked from it.
"Little fucker's good with his mouth,"
Harlan chuckled, working his lips faster and harder as Streak became more accustomed to having the big thing down his throat. The fox breathed in deep through his nose, the scent of bear flooding his nostrils and making him groan. It was so potent, so powerful. Streak glanced at the second bear standing next to him, that equally girthy dick being stroked and tugged by the fat ursine. He let go of his own dick and took Jake's manhood in his hand, stroking it as he kept sucking on Harlan's fuck stick. He slurped loudly at the cock in his mouth, their combined moans echoing around the restroom, the two bears humping into his mouth in grip.
Good boy,
Jake chuckled, crossing his arms and casually looking down at the fox, his tip already glistening with prey, which leaked onto Streak's fingers. Harlan had both his hands on the fox's head, gripping him firmly as he humped back and forth, smiling wide with a deeply pleasured look on his face, his legs starting to shake slightly as that warm, wet fox maw pushed him towards his impending climax.
Ugh, you want my load, boy, huh?
Harlan huffed, his thrusting causing Streak's throat to bulge slightly as it was penetrated, the intrusion making him choke and gasp loudly, though he managed to force back his gag reflex as he continued suckling on that massive bear rod. Streak moaned in response, bobbing his head up and down the shaft, eager to taste the bigger man's load.
Then keep it up, Harlan growled. You're gonna get a mouthful soon enough, boy.
His thrusting grew faster, his cock pulsing against Streak's tongue, coating the slobbery appendage with his pre-cum, his heavy nut swinging to and fro along with his heavy, fervent thrusting. He could feel his peak swiftly approaching, and it didn't take much longer for his body to reach boiling point. He gripped Streak tight and pulled him close, making the fox gasp when he rammed every inch of his tool down the slut's throat before finally erupting inside of him. He gave a few more heavy thrusts as he came, pumping his cum and emptying his nuts into Streak's horny mouth. The taste hit the fox in an instant, the strong, salty taste of male flooding his maw. He swallowed the stuff, at least as much as he could. It seemed Harlan had been more than a bit pent up, as he fired a dozen massive loads inside him, the stuff dripping down Streak's chin as his mouth was filled up. With a grunt, Harlan yanked his cock out and painted Streak's orange-furred face with the last few ropes of his seed, his chest and belly rising and falling along with his deep, panting breaths.
Fuck! He grunted. God damn! When's the last time I've had my dick sucked like that?
Streak coughed and sputtered a bit, smacking his lips with a taste of jizz still fresh in his mouth, the sticky white fluids coating his face.
You come a lot,
Streak managed to gasp.
Damn right,
Harlan chuckled and rubbed at the fox's head fur. Streak then looked at Jake, whose cock he was still steadily stroking off. The thing twitched and throbbed in his hand, grinding against his palm.
You're gonna give me more than a hand job, aren't you, boy?
Jake winked.
How's that ass of yours?
Streak blushed and gulped at that. He was tight back there, and both bears looked so big and intimidating. Still, he hadn't been fucked in a while, and he could feel his hole tingling with need at just the offer of having a good stiff cock inside it. Streak silently let Jake get him into position, kneeling down on all fours on the cold, dirty bathroom floor and presenting the ursine with his pert, vulpine ass. Jake quickly knelt down behind him, placing his hand on Streak's cheeks and stroking them.
Damn, gotta love some fox cunt,
Jake chuckled, spreading the cheeks and licking his lips at the sight of that tight, welcoming hole.
Now, we ain't got any lube, but maybe this'll do.
He leaned forward, licking his lips some more before thrusting his face between those two petite, furry cheeks.
Oh well,
Streak gasped, squirming when he felt Jake's tongue dart against his entrance and started slurping all over it.
Ever had your ass eaten before?
Harlan asked, noticing the particularly shaky moans escaping the fox's throat. Streak shook his head, still gasping as Jake thrust that wet, sloppy appendage deep into that needy hole of his. Harlan watched with an amused look on his face as Streak squirmed and wriggled, his twitching dick leaking between his leg and his hole twitching around Jake's tongue. Once Streak's hole was sufficiently slathered with spit, Jake pulled back, smacking his lips and kneeling behind the horny vulpine. Still spreading Streak's cheeks, he pushed forward and began rubbing his cock against Streak's ass. Streak gave out a gasp, his quivering voice echoing around the cold, empty restroom. He braced himself, another gasp escaping his throat, as Jake pushed forward and steadily started to push his manhood inside. The spit did its job in helping that huge bear cock's ingress, though just barely. It took a moment for Jake to gain purchase, but once he did, his cock managed to slip inside Streak's ass, the fat thing being buried deep inside that pert ass.
"Oh, fuck!"
Streak cried out, hands balling into fist. He winced at the intrusion, his hole being stretched painfully around Jake's girth, though he took it all the same. Harlan stood back, kneeling down and rooting around in his pants until he pulled out a smoke and lit up. Streak looked up at him, their eyes meeting the bear, giving him a wink.
"It'll be easier if you relax," Harlan told him,
just casually watching as that tight fox ass was used by the white-furred bear. Streak had been trying to relax his ass this whole time, but with how big Jake was, it made little difference. Despite his difficulty taking it, he didn't complain. He stayed kneeling, panting and groaning. Before long, Jake had managed to hilt inside him, his thick hips pressing against those small, furry ass cheeks.
"Need a moment?" Jake asked.
I'm okay," Streak panted. "Just so big, and it's been a while."
"Yeah, I get you,"
Jake chuckled and gave the side of Streak's ass a teasing smack. He kept himself hilted for a bit, letting Streak's body get used to his size before he started working back and forth, pumping in and out of Streak's hole. Streak gave a weak groan. The pain was slowly subsiding. Jake had done him a favor by pausing just then. His body was indeed getting used to having that thing inside it. Suddenly, Streak felt a surge of overwhelming pleasure course through his body, his cock firing a rope of pre-cum across the tiled floor. Jake's cock had managed to find his prostate, and it felt like the bear was hitting it with almost every powerful thrust of those big, muscular hips. It was driving Streak crazy, his whole body screaming with pleasure at all the attention.
"More!"
Streak whined.
"Want it harder, boy?"
Jake chuckled.
"Fuck yes!"
Streak moaned, clenching down around the cock inside him and pressing back.
"Yeah, I bet you do," said Jake. "All right, you want it harder, you got it."
He started to breed Streak's ass with reckless abandon, mercilessly plowing him and getting loud, deafening moans from the fox who took it all. Every inch of bear cock was worked deep inside his ass, pounding away at him and brutalizing his sensitive prostate. Streak's arms couldn't hold him up much longer, and he quickly found himself collapsing onto the floor, his face pressed against the ground, while his ass was still sticking up high in the air for Jake to use. Jake leaned over him, plowing hard and deep, cock pulsing inside Streak's passage, leaking pre inside that tight fuckhole. Both of them were quickly pushed further towards their climaxes, with every second Jake spent inside him, both of them grunting and growling. Streak's toes curled from the pleasure surging through him, and his body trembled, his eyes wide open as the constant attention to his sweet spot drove him onwards towards his peak. Jake wasn't too far behind him, his own load threatening to blow inside Streak's ass at any moment. Jake leaned forward some more, reaching out and grabbing Streak by the head fur, gripping him tight and lifting his head up while his ursine ears twitched from the sounds of Streak's whining moans.
"Oh, fuck yes!"
Jake gave a guttural roar of pleasure, slamming his cock inside, unable to contain himself any longer, and finally emptying his balls inside Streak's ass. Streak gasped. He could feel the stuff splattering across his prostate, and the stimulation was enough to push him over the edge too. He came across the floor, coating the bathroom tiles with his seed and painting it white, while his own passage was coated in thick bear jizz. Jake gave him a few more deep thrusts, a low, content growl escaping his throat as he finished up and slowly slid out of the vulpine. Trembling, Streak collapsed onto the floor in a pool of his own cum, groaning with bear jizz leaking out of his furry fox ass.
"Damn, nothing like a fox's ass,"
Jake grunted, giving his softening and leaking dick a few tubs.
"Mouth ain't bad either,"
Harlan chuckled, kneeling down next to Streak and giving him a teasing pat on the head. "How was it, boy?"
Amazing,
Streak panted, slowly and shakily moving to sit upright before being helped to his feet by one of the big strong bears.
"You should clean yourself up," said Jake. "Don't want to make a mess of your clothes. What are people gonna think?"
He gave a chuckle and patted Streak on the shoulder. The fox looked down at himself, his belly covered in his own cum. He grabbed some toilet paper from one of the stalls and wiped the jizz off himself while the bears cleaned the cum from their dicks. Harlan had already pulled his pants back on and tucked his cock back in by the time Streak was done.
"You got one hell of a tight ass, fox,"
Jake said. Seeing his own clothes, Streak blushed a bit.
Thanks. You got a big cock."
He gave an awkward smile, ass still aching slightly from the pounding it had gotten.
"Damn right," Jake gave a laugh,
the trio leisurely dressing themselves. Spent, content, and now fully dressed, they left the restroom and started towards the inn. They parted ways there, each heading off to do their own thing, and Streak heading inside to find his room, avoiding eye contact with the guy behind the desk, who noted the slight limp in Streak's walk and was no doubt wondering what took him so long just to have a presumed piss. With his ass still sore, Streak retired to his room and stripped himself down, lying in bed and unwinding for the night, with the taste of bear cum still fresh in his mouth and his ass filled with jizz. And with that, we've reached the end of A Fox and Two Truckers by Arch Fox. Continue to listen here, as well as The Voice of Dog, where Rob McWolf and the Friends of the Fireplace bring you even more wonderful tales from around the furry fandom. I'd also like to give a huge shout out to our Patreon members as well. In the top tier, we have Chestnut Luna, Dimbles, and Fowler. Being in the top tier, you have no idea how big that is for me and the podcast. It's truly humbling to have the support of amazing folks such as yourselves. The support you have all given is beyond what I had ever imagined. From the bottom of my heart, I thank each of you. For our other patrons, Benji Bay, Dream Merchant, Equisaz, Lazalone, Wasson, Wolflord, and Wolfie Wetfur, you guys are amazing as well. Each of you have been and continue to be instrumental to our success, and I'm proud to say that I know each of you. And to everyone who's listened to any of our episodes, thank you. Each and every time someone listens to our work, it really does mean the most to myself, the authors of these stories, and the voice actors that bring the characters to life. We hope to do this for a long time and continue bringing you furry erotica from all over the furry fandom. We sincerely hope you've enjoyed tonight's tale, and if you did, make sure to let us know by leaving a comment on our website or your platform of choice. We love hearing from our fans and proudly display those comments as publicly as we can. Links to leave a review will be in this episode's description. Good night, and come again.